Next paragraph, Mainly also says, when a person learns Teda. Now the Teda is something where we've got to be careful. The Gemara says the finish. A person should never say, this Gemara I like, or this Gemara Chas V'Shalom, I don't care for too much. This page, I like this one, I don't like. There are some people who are against, opposed. They consider themselves such high authorities if they find a page in the Gemara they don't like. There's one case, actually, in Israel, a story that happened where one person got to a tesis and he didn't like it. He just tore the page out. So somebody asked him, how do you dare to do that? Secondly, he tore it out. There's a tesis on the other side of the page. What happened to the other side? It's his fault. He's close to this one. Neighbors are alike. In any event, the Gemara says, the Gemara warns about that. Every word of the Torah is holy, and therefore you cannot select. Of course, you are allowed to learn that topic which is more pleasing to you. You'll be more successful. Some people cannot learn topics to deal with mathematics. Different things are too deep for them or not as interesting. It doesn't draw them as much. You can never say this is good and this is not. One case, though, Abinadel says, when it comes to learning one certain topic, the topic of Puranusa, which means the topic of the laws of mourning. Mourning means the death of the family, Chas V'Shalom. This, too, is part of the title. You have to know these laws. The person learns these laws. Abinadel says that the person should, if he's going to go through all the laws in the title, he should learn this very quickly. To skim through it very quickly, not to go to depth, not to hesitate to wait on it long. Because, again, the mind is very powerful. The mind is potent. If the mind settles into a topic, the mind is so powerful that it can actually bring about this item to life. It can create the item a person is thinking about, actually create through his thought alone. Now, therefore, because the person can create a Chas V'Shalom, he'll learn about the sad, tragic topic of a person dying, and then this will bring about the actual death in his family, Chas V'Shalom. So a person, when learning these laws, should read them very lightly, just enough to know the superficial din, the law, and then to go on further. Of course, the question is, how do we find this sounds a little difficult to comprehend. A person could think and with his mind create. How do you create by thinking? If you think of let's say, a big steak, a kosher one, lo and behold, it's there. Try it. It doesn't work too well. So why say if you think about a certain tragedy, the tragedy will happen, or the mind could create the steak? Later we'll find out that a person could actually concentrate on a stock market. The manual says a person concentrate and have these stocks go up. How is that possible? Where do we find this in existence? We do find, though, very clearly, that there is such a thing as a thought creating. We want to speak about creating a stake, creating money. We can create much more than that. But the person thinks a bad thought, Chas V'Shalom, he actually creates an angel, an evil angel, a black angel, who later on will testify against him. By the same token, same thing works conversely. If a person thinks a good thought, a person has thoughts about Teda, about Tshuva, about mitzvahs, his thoughts alone are a mitzvah, the person plans to do a mitzvah. And he gets credit for that planning, that thought, and a mamish, actually an angel is created. So he actually creates an angel. Now you would say, in that case, that's something spiritual. Let's see you create something physical. All right, we'll create something physical. We'll create an airplane. We'll create a trip. We'll create a voyage and living and existing in a different country, going through a whole lifetime just with thought alone. How? Very simple. The Gemara says that. Person who honestly, with all good intent, with deepest sincerity, attempts to perform a mitzvah. Let's say the mitzvah is the zechus of traveling to Eretz Yisrael. He tries his best. He tries to skimp and save money. He tries to make sacrifices. There are a lot of obstacles that his place of employment wouldn't allow him, his family wouldn't allow him. He battles against all these obstacles, odds. He does everything in his power. He makes every sacrifice possible. In the end, he becomes ill. Chas v'shalom, he can't make the trip. He's despondent. He made all these sacrifices and did not make that trip that he saw. The Gemara says that the person was choshav. He thought in his mind, he planned to do a mitzvah. But then he was nearness. An accident occurred, which was not of his own doing. He could not overcome the circumstance. The Torah considers his thoughts alone as though it was actually action. Every single thought he had is converted into action. He gets scha, credit, as though he actually made that trip, went to Eretz Yisrael, studied Torah there, visited the holy places, and came back. This person is recorded as actually having made the trip. How do you make the trip? Just with thought alone, because the thought is that powerful. But therefore, we understand what Abinadol says, if the thought is that powerful, that it is considered action, we can see why the creation by the mind is something to be reckoned with. So we can see why something as strange as this, when you're learning Teda to be afraid, what is it to feel when you're learning Teda? And it also still, your mind is so potent that a person will learning mili de pranusa, tragic items about laws of mourning, to skim through it quickly. Any time a person would have an opportunity to learn through it, Chas v'shalom is that he's actually one who is in mourning, and he spends time only learning that topic. Otherwise, a person should cover that very speedily without deep concentration. Of course, he must get the din correct, not to go into the lumdis, the topal of it.